I think they probably were, bearing in mind what they've lost personally. But of course they were saying sorry on behalf of their organisations, which has affected literally millions of people, shareholders, pensioners, account holders, and of course the taxpayer.
What did you learn today that you didn't learn before, besides just the theatre of the event?
Probably two things. One is that those that were charged with taking the final decisions and such probably didn't have sufficient experience or training to really understand the risk management issues. And secondly, I think the speed with which this event occurred, like it was likened to a tsunami, if you like, this morning, I think that came across, and it's something perhaps we didn't quite understand. We believed, in fact, that there was plenty of time for the bankers to adjust their policies and their business models. But they were saying that, no, there was so little time for them to change anything that it took them by surprise.
It was fairly horrifying to listen to so many people basically saying that this happened so quickly, but also that perhaps they didn't fully understand the entire market. There seemed to be people who were extremely qualified, but not qualified in this area, running banks.
That's exactly right, and I think they relied far too much on outside advice, most notably, of course, the credit ratings agency. From my point of view, it seemed almost impossible that you could consider a mortgage to someone who had no assets, no income and no job as ever being part of a AAA derivative.
You're a politician, you have to justify the billions of dollars and pounds being spent, and are you angry? Are your constituents telling you they are angry? And do you get the feeling that this anger is simmering or is building?
No, there is genuine anger at the need to actually undertake such a huge bailout of taxpayers' money to people who apparently, and I say apparently, are still being able to access or have access to bonuses which they have been paid on fictitious profits. And I think that there is still no end to the situation. Many people feel that we may not be at the end yet, and there may still have to be even more government assistance in one form or another to get us out of this enormous hole that the banks have dug for us.
Are you angry as a politician?
I'm angry as a politician and as a former banker myself, because I think that a very proud profession and a banking history which goes back centuries has been brought down to this sort of ignominy. And I'm angry at that, and I'm angry that they've actually had to resort to huge amounts of taxpayers' money, which could be much better spent on other things.